The morning after the audition, we were told to report to Grand Central Station at 5 a.m. 5 a.m.? Are they kidding me? As the details about the film became clearer, we learned that most of it had already been filmed in Hollywood. Two numbers were left. Put on Your Sunday Clothes was to be shot on an old-fashioned train in Garrison, New York, and the finale was to be shot at West Point. They hired 40 New York dancers to add to the Hollywood dancers already on the set. At Grand Central, we discovered that an entire train called the Dolly Express was devoted to us, as well as 3,000 extras. Whenever I mention being in this film, everyone wants to know, was Barbra Streisand difficult? Was she impossible? Was she a diva? In the 6 weeks that I worked with her, I never saw even a hint of her creating a scene or any behavior that was less than professional. When she wasn't rehearsing with us or shooting a scene, she was cradling Jason Gould, her 9-month-old son. On the train in the morning, Frank Newell and I began referring to the extras as the exotic extras, because several had eccentric manners and wardrobes to match. This moniker eventually got abbreviated to the exotics. My movie costume was a heavy tweed suit of wool that felt as though it were 3 inches thick. The summer was brutally hot, and with the addition of huge overhead lights, the temperature was well in excess of 100 degrees. This required that makeup people had to attend to us every few minutes so we didn't look like sweaty laborers. For the Sunday Clothes number, my seat was near the front end of the train car, and when Barbara made her entrance onto the car, she paused for a moment right next to me. The scene took days and days to film. There were complicated helicopter shots as the train entered and departed the station, Gene Kelly constantly calling for retakes. Many times we had to stop, let a regularly scheduled train go through. Once Sunday Clothes was completed, we moved on to the finale, which meant piling thousands of people into buses and driving across the Hudson River to West Point every day. I could scarcely believe what I saw when we arrived. They had flown in by helicopter the frame of a full-size New England-style white wooden church and placed it strategically at the tip of the point. The scene involved a wedding procession, beginning at the top of the hill and ending as Barbara and Walter Matthau entered the church. I was assigned a partner and we began learning our little dance steps. I was excited when I learned that we would be positioned in the front row just before the entrance to the church and therefore very visible to the camera as Barbara and Walter passed us on their procession. The 3,000 exotics literally cloaked the hill overlooking the point. The music began to play. Gene Kelly called, "Take one, action!" The cameras started to roll, and Barbara and Walter made their way slowly down the hill to the church. Just as they passed in front of my partner and me, I heard a screaming voice from up on the hill. "Stop the cameras! Stop the movie this instant!" All action ceased. Everyone was frozen in place as the woman whose voice we heard came storming down from the top of the hill. Who is she? What does she want? This particular she was famed Hollywood costume designer Irene Sharoff. As we watched her approach the church, she seemed to be heading straight for me and my partner. Is that possible? Yes, she was definitely glaring at us. What could we possibly have done wrong? When she reached us, she gave immediate and irrevocable orders to Gene Kelly, who came to see what the problem was. Pointing accusingly at my partner, she screamed, "Get that ugly dress out of my movie and get it out now. It's hideous." My partner had been fitted in a dress worn by Judy Garland in The Harvey Girls. Admittedly, it was one of the most unsightly dresses I had ever seen. A nauseatingly colored brown crepe covered with turquoise chenille balls. My partner and I were swiftly exiled to what was the equivalent of Siberia, the far reaches of the hill behind even the exotics, where no camera would catch the slightest glimpse of us. Photographs of the finale were soon to be seen in Life magazine, but I couldn't find myself in the picture. The couple who took our place in the original prime spot naturally were quite prominent.